in general, regardless of the tumor type, when you have a patient on capecitabine, what do you tell them to call you for, and what do you tell them to just stop the drug even before they call you?
We tell the patients to call us and try to use some visualization of what we're talking about with red hands and feet. So that's where they call the nurse and make a decision. And usually, depending on the day of the week, talk about stopping that next dose and coming to see us and make a decision, usually allowing a washout of at least a few days, depending on where they are in the cycle, and then cutting the dose some. With regard to the diarrhea, that's a toxicity we tell the patients to stop, tell them how to use the Imodium, and then resume at a lower dose after that point. So it's actually turned out the nurses have gotten the hang of it. Everybody sort of has a feel for it. It's interesting. One of the toxicity management issues has been there's a 500 milligram and 150 milligram capecitabine tablets, and you see very few 150 milligram capsules used outside of a clinical trial, just because it's easier for the nurses and the patients to talk about one pill size and one style of dosing.